on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now, he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Listen to verse 23. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you have received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servants to proclaim it. And you have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. Like I said, I just want to take 5 to 10 minutes to talk to us about this passage. And I want to start by saying, I don't know where you are at this point. And I mean in terms of what are your expectations for the future? And where do you hope things will be going for you? In other words, where do you hope to end up? Because your expectation for the future, where you hope you are going, and how you hope to end, is going to be a major determinant in terms of the principles that guide the way you live your life. If we think that the end is not more than where we are right now, the physical that we can see, then it's going to guide us as to how we live our lives. If you think that there's something greater than our mere existence at this time, and that there's something far-reaching in God's plan for you and I, that too will determine how we're going to live our lives. In other words, the principles that underlie the way we live our lives. What are these principles? For you, what were the principles that used to guide the way you were living your life 5 years ago, 10 years ago? What are the principles that are now guiding the way you live your life right now? You know, the Bible tells us that if our hope were to be in this world alone, we are what? We are most miserable. Of all people, that we are most miserable. In other words, the Bible is saying that there is something bigger than the world that we can see. There's something bigger than everything that man has ever created or made. And if we live with the consciousness of that, that should be the guiding principle for us as children of God. You may find yourself in a situation whereby you used to live by the principles of the Word of God. Or you may actually find yourself that you have never, ever lived by the principles of the Word of God. And that all you have done is to live the best way you know how. Friends, I'm inviting you to another way of living. It is possible that we have been born again, actually. But yet, we know that the major determinant as to what we do and how we do things is not based on the word of God. I'm also throwing an invitation to you. Because the Bible makes us to understand this morning, from what we have read, if you look at verse 19, where I started from, it says, "For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ." So in other words, when Jesus came on earth, everything that God was and is and will continue to be dwelled completely in Jesus. In other words, when Jesus came as a sacrifice and a propitiation for our sin, it was God himself in that place taking our load and bearing our burden. So everything that God was, is, and will continue to be was in Jesus Christ to come and to suffer for us. Because we need to tell each other this thing again, just to remind ourselves what God has done. What God has done. You see, a lot of times, when I was in school, one of the things that I find out is this. Some students will go to the exam hall when we used to have oral exams or viva. And they will ask them very difficult questions. And they will know the answer. But when you actually ask them the basic questions, that is the foundation of that particular thing, they don't have it. And it's so crucial for us as children of God to go back home once again and know why we are called children of God. Or why we claim that we belong to Jesus. The only reason why we belong to Jesus is because he has redeemed us. He has paid a price. Not only did God created us, after creating us, he had to redeem us again. It's like you have something and you lost it. Just like our brother lost his fire. And if at that time somebody had said, "Look, pay $500 so you have the file back," he would have gladly done it. Because he was confused. He knew that the information there, they were vital, they were dear to him. He cherished those information so much that he would have given something to have them back. The same thing, God cherishes us and loves us so much that when we got lost, he had to find a way to bring us back. Hence, he realized that no one else could do it but himself. So that everything, the totality of God, came in the form of Jesus Christ to take our place. And the Bible says in verse 20, "And through him, God reconciled everything to himself." Do you know what reconciliation is? It means that the difference between us and God has been settled. It means that the point of difference, the point of disagreement between us and God is already settled by Jesus Christ. But God is now saying, only those who lay claims on it can possess it. Only those who lay claims on it can do what? Can possess it. And I think the common example we normally give is somebody giving you, say, a gift in form of money. Okay, they write a check for you and you decide to keep it under your pillow. Is it money? No, it's not money. You may keep it there from now till eternity. It will never become money. And all you do is you live from one day to the other, hungry, wanting more, wanting one thing or the other, when you have the money to cash and you refuse to cash it. Except we actually take a step and do something about it and present the check at the appropriate place, can we convert it to what it's meant to be? Because the Bible says, "With the heart man believe unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." until we have cashed the check that God has provided in the form of Jesus Christ, he does not become our Lord and our Savior yet. And it is also possible for us to cash the check in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he become ours, and somehow we lose him along the way. And that is the point I really want to focus on. He said, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Are we standing firmly in it? In what we believe? Are we standing firmly in it? The only way we will know that we are standing firmly in what we believe is when we do what he tells us to do. It's when we live by the principles of Jesus. It is when there are contesting factors and we, in the face of those contesting things, choose to obey Jesus rather than obey man. There are many things contesting with God in our lives these days. We want to be politically correct. We want to fit in. We want to be accepted. We want to be seen as the regular guy, as the regular chick, as the regular woman. We want to be, you know, we want to be loved. But I want to let us know that there's a love greater than the love that man can give. And you know what? We can still have the love of Christ and have the love of people based on the principles of God. It's a matter of time. People just need to know who you are or know what your stand is. There's going to be an initial struggle. And after some time, once people realize who you are in Jesus, people are going to relate to you based on who they know you are. The Bible says that the basis for that continued relationship is that we must continue in what we have been told, in the principles of God. Let us remember, if we go to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 14 to 17, it tells us that the word that God has given us, they are Holy Spirit inspired. They are what? They are Holy Spirit inspired. Do you still take God seriously? Or do you still take the word of God as seriously as you used to take it before? Is he the guiding principle for you? As friends, we are calling each other back to the basics. And that is why I'm sharing this word with us this afternoon. Let's get back to the basics. My wife gave a memory verse this morning, John 3:3. Except a man be born again. And so it's not enough to be born again, but that we continue therein. That we continue therein. The hallmark, the only thing that marks us out as children of God is our obedience to the word of God. And I'm telling you something. After we've been obedient to him, there is nothing that God cannot do in our lives. I'm telling you, there is nothing he cannot do in our lives. Some of the areas where we've struggled hitherto, when we come to the Lord, just knowing that he's there for us, he's that friend that will never forsake you. He's that friend that will be there when everyone else has left you. He's going to be your counselor. He's going to be your instructor. He's going to be your teacher. He's going to be your friend. He will be there when everyone has left you. If you move around like I've done, you realize that you've left so many friends behind. Where are they? At most, you communicate with them on email or by via letters or telephone. But I can tell you that God is right beside you even today. He's the ever-present help in the times of trouble. Where our strength stops, that of Jesus starts. Who else do you want to entrust your life to? Who else do you want to entrust yourself to? It is obvious that world system can fail. We have seen it. But Jesus and God never fails. If you are in a situation whereby you know where you used to be with the Lord, and for whatever reason, or one reason or the other, it could be that maybe the church you are going before, you had a misunderstanding with someone, or you were disappointed by the people there, the pastors, or anything. Or another Christian brother has disappointed you, or sister has disappointed you, or something. That's unfortunate. But we need to move on. It could be that you felt your prayer has not been answered. But I'm telling you, it will not be enough excuse or reason on that day. Because whatever God has said is true. Numbers 23:19. Everything he has said is true concerning what is going to happen now and in the world to come. Friends, I want to invite us once again for a rededication. You have known the Lord before, and for whatever reason, you know you are no longer with him the way you used to be. Or you have never given your life to Christ. I want to invite you this morning. Can we just rise on our feet? Please let us rise on our feet and close our eyes as we close the service. Yes, please just bring forward the Holy Communion. We share it. Please, can we just rise up and close our eyes, please? God wants us to continue in what we have had today. You have given your life to Christ before. But for whatever reason, you know you are no longer in the faith, or you no longer live according to the principles of the Word of God. So please, can we have our eyes closed? Please, if you are in that category, can you just lift up your hand to the Lord? Please, it's between you and God. We are friends in the kingdom. Please, can we just lift up our hands to the Lord? Now is the time. There is no point postponing it. Now is the time. The reconciliation has already been done. You need to reaffirm it. You want to come back to him? Please, if you're in the house, we have just 1 minute. You want to make that commitment? You knew the Lord before, but you are no longer with him. Just lift up your hand, please. Can you please raise up your hand now? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I want us to take this prayer. We are going to ask God. Because Jesus has called us friends. And that's why he laid down his life for us. So we're going to ask God and say, Father, I want to be at the appropriate level with you. I want to make up for every lost ground from today in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to make up for every lost ground, every ground that I've lost. Can we just speak to the Lord? Every ground that I've lost, Lord Jesus, I'm making up for it from today. Lord, because you have reconciled me, and I want to continue therein. I want to make up for every lost ground. Lord Jesus, everything that I need, release the grace upon me to make up for the lost grounds. I want to make up for the lost ground. Give me a new unction and a new ability. Thank you, Father. We just worship you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Even as you lift up your people to where they ought to be in their relationship with you. The Bible says you do not desire that a sinner should die, but Lord, that they come to full repentance. Is there anyone in the house right now who knows that they have lost some ground with you? We elevate them in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that they will apprehend and take hold of that reconciliation you have done. And from today, they will never suffer setback again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, can we just stretch forth our hands towards this element and just pronounce God's blessings upon it? Father, we thank you for these provisions. We turn this bread into your body and the wine to your blood. Everyone who will drink it, Lord Jesus, their lives will never be the same again. It's the bread of reconciliation and it's the blood of atonement. Lord Jesus, I create an enmity between us and sin from today in Jesus' name. It will never be our desire and our delight anymore, because the fullness of God will dwell within us as it dwelt in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please just take the bread and you can eat it, and take the wine and keep, because we are going to drink in unison. Keep the wine. You can eat the bread. If anybody be sick in their body, I want you to begin to speak to the Lord. You may be sick. You may be sick in the face of God for one thing or the other. Just begin to speak to the Lord right now. Begin to speak to him. Begin to speak to him. Begin to speak to the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none, there is none beside the Lord. There is any like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. Oh, there is none besides the Lord. There are many wrong. There is no holy as the Lord. Taught me one more time, oh Lord. Father, touch me now. Touch me one more time, oh Lord. Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Come on, touch me, Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Father, touch me now. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. Lord, I need a touch. I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord. For I pass unto you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people. An agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Let us drink in unison. Can you just speak to the Lord? Just talk to the Lord. Ask for a repositioning. Ask for a restoration. Ask for a lifting up. Ask for a reconciliation. Father, we thank you because the work has been done. Lord, what you have done in the spiritual realm, we live in the physical right now. It becomes our daily experience. It becomes our testimony. Lord Jesus, by reason of the bread and by reason of the wine, is there anyone who is sick in their body? Because we have done this in remembrance of you, we ask for victory in those areas in Jesus' name. Lord, let healing take place right now. Let restoration take place right now. Let upliftment take place right now. Is there anyone who is depressed? Hopeless? Jesus, you are the joy of the world. Let joy enter such lives now in Jesus' name. Is there anyone whose idea of Christianity ends right on earth? Father, we lift their eyes unto heaven right now. Reveal yourself to them in Jesus' name. Lord, that no one will ever be the same here again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we share the grace in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are here. Oh, the Father. are joined here with the Son. Amen. We are children of the kingdom.
Everything, God don't want me to go Tuesday. In fact, by 11 o'clock, which will be 1 a.m. Sydney, you move ahead to 1 a.m. 11 lale. I'm going to delay a lot of Because by 11, we have a joke. But this can most of our Google. But I am. But this can Google. Letter here, shall we leave on Tuesday? Letter here, you don't let it to outstanding. She away here, kick you for a lane, I'll be kicking for enjoying. More, we might leave withdrawn, but more back into cool on day.
Four people. I'll try to get you more.